हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् ओम् सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्तिश्शान्तिश्शान्तिः ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः अथ एकादशोऽध्यायः विश्वरूपदर्शनयोगो नाम एकादशोऽध्यायः So we saw the last class, 43rd verse, I think. Yeah, 44th verse we had to do today. Tasmat pranamya pranidhaya kayam prasadaye twamahamishamidyam piteva putrasya sakheva sakhyuh प्रियः प्रियायार्हसि देवसोढम् सो नौ हियर् अर्जुन हैविंग डिस्कवर्ड भगवान इन हिज फ्रेंड ही सेम कृष्णा हैज बीन सीइंग ऑल दीज डेज ही डिड नॉट पुट ऑन वेट इन एन कम टॉल और शॉर्ट बट अर्जुनास पर्सपेक्टिव हैज चेंज्ड He was seeing Krishna all these days as his Nilamega Shyamala Varna. But now he is seeing Krishna as the truth, as Swarupam, his own self. Same Bhagavan, perspective has changed. This is the miracle done by Shastra study. There is no greater miracle than having a perspective change. When you are seeing this snake, oh my God, there's no snake at all. What is this rope? If you are able to say, do you think there's a greater miracle than that? No. You see the world, you say, oh my God, where is the world? There's only Bhagavan. If you can say that is the miracle. Where second thing other than Bhagavan? All that is, there is only Bhagavan. If that vision is there, that is the miracle. So here, same Krishna, same contemporary, same charioteer, same friend, same even brother-in-law. Like somebody like brother-in-law can say that. But still, now Krishna is Bhagavan. That is why he says, different. Now Arjuna is telling here, as Bhagavan, Arjuna's appreciation of Krishna as Bhagavan. Now he says different verse. Tasmat pranamya pranidhaya kayam prasadaye twamahameshamidyam piteva putrasya sakheva sakhyuh priyah priyayarhasi devasodham प्रियः प्रियायार्हसि देवसोढुम् Therefore he says, Hey Deva, Krishna, Hey Bhagavan. The word Deva means, Oh, effulgent Lord. He says, Sodhum Arhasi. Sodhum means to tolerate. Okay. Sodhum arhasi. Means what? Please tolerate my shortcomings. Which means, tolerate my shortcomings means, tolerate my commissions and omissions. Means, please forgive my offenses. Please do tolerate. Sodhum arhasi. Porukka kadavai. May you tolerate my shortcomings, my commissions and omissions, means whatever knowingly, unknowingly, I did to you before, I talked to you, all my offenses are wrong, even things. So may you tolerate me, may you forgive. That's the meaning. Offenses is not mentioned here. Okay. Sodhum arhasi. Hey Deva, sodhum arhasi. Okay. But how sodhum arhasi? He says, sodhum arhasi. So first, therefore, Arjuna says, I bow to you now. Prasadaye. So prasadaye is a first person verb. Present tense verb. So prasadaye, I seek your grace. I propitiate. Krishna, I propitiate. I bow to you. I seek your grace. Prasadaye, I propitiate. Tvam aham prasadaye. I propitiate you. And who are you? Ishaha idyaha. You are Ishaha. Isham idyam tvam aham prasadaye. It's a complete sentence. Aham isham idyam tvam prasadaye. So, Ishaha, Idyaha are two adjectives for Krishna. That is you. Hey Krishna, hey Deva. Isham, Idyam, Tvam, Prasadaye. I propitiate you, the Lord. Ishaha, the ruler, the Lord. Then, Idyaha, you are Ishaha, you are Idyaha also. Idyaha means what? The one who is glorifiable, adorable. I propitiate you, the Lord, adorable, the ruler, glorifiable Lord. Tvam isham idyam prasadaye. How do I bow to you? How do I propitiate you? Pranamya kayam pranidhaya. Okay, pranamya pranidhaya. I propitiate you, the highly glorifiable, only adorable ruler, the Lord. How? Pranidhaya, pranamya, having bowed to you, having prostrated. So prostrating, offering my obeisance, I propitiate you. Not only that, pranidhaya kayam. Kayaha means body. Kayam pranidhaya. So keeping my body flat, falling flat. So pranamya also means the same. Pranamya, having bowed. And how? Kayam pranidhaya, prostrating the body. I propitiate you, the highly glorifiable, adorable Bhagavan. Therefore, what you should do now? Please forgive my shortcomings. Tolerate my shortcomings. Offenses. Like whom? He says, Pita putrasya iva. No father will really get offended, because father forgives his son's offenses. Pita putrasya iva, like the father tolerates his son's shortcomings and forgives his offenses, commissions and omissions. Sakha iva sakhyuhu, a real friend also forgives his omissions and commissions, tolerates his shortcomings. Priyaha priyayaha. Even husband, priyaha husband, dear husband, forgives his dear wife's shortcomings. Priyaha priyayaha sodum arhati. So pita putraha sakasaki priyaha priya. Okay, he gives three examples how in these situations no father says no, father forgives, friend forgives his friend, father forgives his son, husband forgives her wife. You can say why only husband, wife also forgives the husband. We have one more word. Okay, why only husband should forgive? Husband also, wife also forgives. What I'm saying here, like that Krishna, Tvam, he says, Tvam sodhum arhasi. Arhasi means what, how, what, all, please tolerate my behavior. Before unknowingly whatever I did. This is the literal meaning. So, hey Krishna, tasmat, kayam panidhaya panamya, kayam panidhaya, Tvam aham prasadaye, Tvam idyam isham prasadaye, putrasya pitayiva, sakhyuhu sakhayiva, priyayaha priyaha priyayaha iva, sodum arhasi. This is the literal meaning of the verse. It's a beautiful verse. We also can pray to Bhagavan like this. Tasmat panamya pranidhaya kayam prasadaye twamahamishamidyam piteva putrasya sakheva sakhyuhu priyah priyayarhasi deva sodham. Therefore, how we can seek Bhagavan's forgiveness. So Arjuna only literally means for what he talked, how he treated and all. We also must learn to seek help from Bhagavan and seek forgiveness from Bhagavan. And forgiveness can be earned only when we tap Bhagavan's grace, for which first thing is our commitment to Dharma. That is not mentioned here, but it is implied here. Which means our namaskarams, offering our salutations, our prostrations, actually the physical action is an expression of our begging forgiveness as a compensation for all the wrong things we did before unknowingly. Unknowingly also we might have done before. Now unknowingly we don't do anymore. Okay. Even though Bhagavan cannot become very cruel and harsh, still in all our prayers we say prasada siddhyartham, Ishvara prasada siddhyartham. We try to pacify Bhagavan. We try to make Bhagavan, you know, as though Bhagavan got very angry and we want to please him. Bhagavan does not get angry. Okay. But still, the Bhagavan dhimam of order, when he ordains results, remaining dhimam of very helplessly Bhagavan ordains order. Results of actions in keeping with our intention and motive and keeping with our dharma, dharma viveka, then Bhagavan also helpless that we can't escape. That's what he looked upon as anger. Really, there's no anger on the part of Bhagavan. So that only way you can please is the pranidhanam, you know, falling flat or bowing our heads or, you know, folding our hands, offering salutations, etc., are only expressions of our genuine effort that we seek Bhagavan's great grace to be able to live a life of dharma. There is one important thing I want to mention here. And Bhagavan is the Lord, Ishaha. Ishaha means what? The one who rules the whole Ishavasya Upanishad. There Shankaracharya writes the meaning of the word Ish. There he says, Ishte. No? Ishte iti Ishaha. One who rules. Okay, the ruler. How Bhagavan is the ruler? Bhagavan as the only source of existence of the universe, Bhagavan is the ruler. Otherwise, Bhagavan is not the ruler. The ruler of the whole universe is Bhagavan because the whole world enjoys its existence in Bhagavan. And here, Bhagavan also Yidyaha. Yidyaha means one who deserves praise. Yidyaha is again one who deserves praise, glorification, adoration is Yidyaha. So adorable Paramatma. It means adorable, even in Upanishads it is said, always Upasya Devata must be adorable. Always the glorifications of devatas are presented so that we will have respect and reverence for the devata who is to be meditated upon. Before meditation, Upanishads also always present the glorifications of devatas so that we have reverence, and then then meditation is possible. Such an adorable Bhagavan. An ordinary simple things we cannot worship, we cannot seek grace, we cannot bow to, we cannot look up to. Therefore, always adorability is presented in all the Upanishads also. So, Bhagavan is always said to be Yidyaha, the one who is adorable, one who is glorifiable, one who deserves all praise and glorifications. So, is there anybody else who deserves glory here? Who can deserve the glory? No elements, because elements all depend on Bhagavan. All Bhagavan only. And individuals here, which is adorable here? The physical body, if you analyze the whole world, you take the physical body is within the realm of the material world. Therefore, it is not adorable. Why? It has no independent existence. Nothing adorable about this physical body or the, because it all depends on Bhagavan for its existence. The entire objective universe is dependent on sense organs for their existence. Now, from the standpoint of the world, sense organs are adorable. No activities are possible without the organs of actions. But still, all the organs are functional because of the grace of Bhagavan in the form of in the presence. The presence is the blessing for everything. Therefore, ultimately, what is that the presence of which enables everything function, everything enjoy existence is the adorable. If that way, if you see, there's nothing adorable other than Bhagavan in the form of pure knowledge. The pure knowledge, pure existence, reality, that is what adorable here. Because without whose presence, nothing is adorable. The world of opaque things, you know, their adorability goes to light. Like here, adorability is only Bhagavan. Bhagavan is the adorable factor. Therefore, there's nothing in the world can enjoy existence without Bhagavan means, imagine, Bhagavan is the most adorable, the most exaltedly adorable. Idyaha. Therefore, I propitiate, I bow to that Bhagavan, I seek his blessings. Of course, whether a father can accept other people's mistakes or not, definitely father can. However intolerable, still father can accept his child's problems. So also, a real friend can accept one's friend's problems. So also, a husband who is very loving and caring definitely accepts in the sense, he tolerates, forgives her offenses. Now, Krishna stops with the husband, we can add, not only husband, even a wife accepts her husbands. Both parents accept the children's. Children also sometimes overlook in case their elders are somewhere they're wrong also. Which means the people who are emotionally bonded and they accept. So Krishna Arjuna says here, emotional bond is there to accept. Okay, then acceptance comes. The emotional bond makes a person accept. And here, I seek your acceptance, I seek your forgiveness because I'm totally committed to you. I'm totally committed to you, which means for me, you are everything. That is the meaning. The word adyaha, you are the only adorable thing, means that is the thing. Therefore, you now you have no choice. You have to forgive my offenses. This is the prayer here. Now we'll continue in the next verse.
Adrishtapuram hrishitosmi drishtva bhayena cha pravyathitam manome. Adrishtapuram hrishitosmi drishtva bhayena cha pravyathitam manome. Tadeva me darshaya deva rupam prasida devesha jagannivasa. Adrishtapuram hrishitosmi drishtva bhayena cha pravyathitam manome. Tadeva me darshaya deva rupam prasida devesha jagannivasa.
Imagine Bhagavan comes and stands in front of us and gives us the Vishwarupa darshanam. What would have happened? Oh my God. We all would have died there itself. Arjuna at least could withstand. Why? Because, see, it's completely different perspective. The whole is Bhagavan means, why frightening? Because within Bhagavan, an important subtlest factor is included. What is that factor? Kalaha, time. Minus time factor, Bhagavan is so beautiful, wonderful. Including time factor, Bhagavan is very frightening. Why? Time also is Bhagavan. Time stands for what? Yamaha. Puja Swamiji used to tease before. Yamaha literally in Sanskrit means restrainer, controller. And we also had a bike called Yamaha. And he used to this Yamaha comes as Yamaha. He used to tease in the class like that. Why? Because those young boys used to be very fast in India. Okay. People, when they came very newly. So, Yamaha, when I think this, I remember those jokes, it comes to my mind just, to me it's Amavasya. So naturally, the new moon day makes us think of ancestors also. Amavasya means Tarpanam Shraddham day. So it makes me think of Swamiji also. So, this time factor is included in Bhagavan. Then what does the time do? Time factors included in Bhagavan means everything comes to an end. That bringing end to everything is something undesirable for us. Bhagavad Gita expresses shochya. Bringing an end to everything. Relationship will end. Body's life will come to an end. Everything will come to an end. A job will come to an end. Nothing will be permanently sitting forever. That everything coming to an end is what caused. So life also comes to an end means not the life. This body, life in this body comes to an end. Which is the death also is not preferable, but it is something inevitable. We have to accept. Kalaha, kala, shayakrit. Kalaha Bhayankara is Bhagavan here. Therefore, that is very frightening. That is what is frightening. Otherwise, Bhagavan is what? Oh, beautiful Bhagavan. Minus time, Bhagavan is so beautiful. Including time, Bhagavan is frightening. But that is also not, we have to understand that. Therefore, here it is said, Arjuna is now, Arjuna is scared. So he tells now, come back to old Krishna's form now. All this appreciation is what now? Now he sees Krishna as Bhagavan who is in the form of the whole cosmos. Vishwarupa Bhagavan. That is why Pranamya Panidhaya Kayam Panidhaya Pranamya Twamaham Prasadaye. I seek your grace Krishna. Forgive me Krishna. So he tells now. Adrishtapuram Drishtva Hrishitaha Asmi. Hrishitaha Asmi. Okay. Asmi, I am very pleased. Krishna, I am very pleased. Hrishitaha Asmi. I am highly delighted. Highly, I am rejoiced. Hrishitaha Asmi. Why? Drishtva, having seen. What made me, what is that which really made me feel delighted and rejoiced and pleased? It is adrishtapurvam drishtva. Adrishtapurvam means what? That which has not been seen before. Drishtapurvam. Purvam yat na drishtam tad adrishtapurvam. Drishtam purvam yat. That which has been seen before is adrishtapurvam. That which has not seen before is what? Adrishtapurvam. So adrishtapurvam drishtva, having seen that which has not been seen before, hrishitaha asmi, I am highly delighted. Hrishitaha asmi. What is it Arjuna had seen? Vishwarupam of Bhagavan. Bhagavan being the whole cosmos. There is no whole cosmos. The whole, wherever you see, whatever you see, Bhagavan, Bhagavan, Bhagavan. Kalaha Bhagavan. Deshaha Bhagavan. Time is Bhagavan. Space is Bhagavan. Sun is Bhagavan. Moon is Bhagavan. All the galaxies are Bhagavan. All elements are Bhagavan. Earth is Bhagavan. Water is Bhagavan. Mobile is Bhagavan. Immobile is Bhagavan. Our mobile phone is also Bhagavan. Everything is Bhagavan. Means, imagine, you have to really see some Kathakaras when they do the description of Bhagavan like this, they'll start one, but you must have a very good talent for that. They start with give a big list of things. And the way they present it will make you feel flat. No, they make you all fall flat because that is the bhakti. Everything is Bhagavan. It's the Kathakaras, they do that. You don't want to do that. Okay? Everything is Bhagavan. And that is something very, Arjuna had to really pinch his skin and see whether it is real or not. What he was seeing was real or not. This is a fact. He has to pinch and say, am I here? Is it true? Am I really seeing this? That was his in Mahabharata, we have to see some of the expressions, description like this. Therefore, everything is Bhagavan, and this is amazing fact which Arjuna never knew before. The adrishta purvam drishtva, having seen that which has not been seen before, adrishta purvam drishtva, aham hrishitaha asmi, aham. Hrishitaha means I am santushtaha asmi. This hrishitaha is also tapratyanta shabda, like a participle like. Why? It has come from where? If you see, it is from hrish dhatu. Hrishyati is pleased. No? Aham hrishitaha asmi. I am very pleased and delighted. And now at the same time, I am pleased. Look at this. Bhayena pravyathitam, I'm also really afflicted by fear. Pravyathitam, I'm also afflicted, I'm really shaken by fear also. Bhayena cha pravyathitam mama manaha, me manaha. My mind also is really shaken, really afflicted by the fear. Why? Because something. Everything is Bhagavan. That is one side, I'm really delighted. At the same time, I also can say my mind is very shaken, afflicted by fear. Therefore, he Devesha, he Jagannivasa. Look at these two words, beautiful words. He is calling Bhagavan by these two names. He Devesha, O Lord of all Devas. He Devesha, O Lord of all Devas. Jagannivasa, O residence of the universe. O abode of the universe. He Jagannivasa. Jagat Nivasati Yasmin. Saha Jagannivasaha. The one in whom the universe resides. The one who is the very substratum of the whole universe is what? Jagannivasaha. Like water is the Samudra Nivasaha. Water is Samudra Nivasaha. Gold is Abharana Nivasaha. Wood is furniture Nivasaha. Bhagavan as the truth is Jagannivasaha, the very substratum in which, in whom the whole cosmos enjoys its existence. He Jagannivasa, he Devesha, O Lord of all Devas. He says, Tadeva Rupam Darshaya Me. He Deva, he Devesha, he Jagannivasa. Three words, hey Deva, hey Devesha, hey Jagannivasa, please do bless me. How? Tadeva Rupam Darshaya Prasida, please do bless me. Please confer the shower upon, please shower the, confer the grace upon me, shower the grace upon me, please bless me. But he says, how can you bless me? Tadeva Rupam Darshaya me. Please show that form of yours again. Tadeva rupam, the same form of yours, the previous form. Please show that form to me. Where you were like my friend, where you were like my charioteer, where you were like my close contemporary. He says, Tadeva rupam me darshaya. Please show me, please reveal Tadeva Rupam, the same, that form of your old form, which you were with. Please Tadeva Rupam me darshaya. Okay, this is his request. Now, Arjuna is the most fortunate person who had Bhagavan's Vishwarupa Darshanam. Along with Arjuna, one more person who had Vishwarupa Darshanam was Sanjaya. Another person who had Vishwarupa Darshanam was Dhritarashtra, was blind. But Dhritarashtra had the oral description of Vishwarupa Darshanam given by Yudhishthira, Sanjaya. So Sanjaya also had Vishwarupa Darshanam. Yashoda had Vishwarupa Darshanam. Therefore, this is, everybody must be really, Arjuna is very fortunate. He had that Vishwarupa Darshanam, which is not easy for everybody to get that Darshanam. So, it is something unbelievable. At the same time, it was a fact for Arjuna. Unbelievable means it's a matter to be believed, but it's not a belief. Something to be believed, it became a true vision for Arjuna. He saw that. And to have such a vision, a person must need a prepared mind. For someone, for any, why only Arjuna? Can't we have the darshanam of Bhagavan? Of course, we all can have. The vision of the Vishwarupa Darshanam, which Arjuna had, which Yashoda had, which Sanjaya had, anybody can have. But provided, if you have that mind. Okay? Darshanam is free, darshanam, ticket free, darshanam is available always. Only problem is, we don't have proper seeing power. We don't have Divya Chakshu. Okay? And then again, no queue, no rushing, no crowd, no influence is required, no money has to be paid, no ticket is required. Free darshanam is always available. Unfortunately, we don't have eyes to see. The specific the vision clearer. We need a mind which with which you can see Bhagavan. And the Shastram gives a tip. You know that? Antakarna Shuddhihi. If your mind is focused and clean, you cannot miss this. That's the only Divya Chakshuhu you need. The Jivya Chakshuhu is nothing but pure obstacle free, Pratibandha free, obstruction free, okay, mind. The mind which is not all the time disturbed by the problems of Papa Karmas. For which Shastram says, surrender. For which Shastram says, live a life of Karma Yoga. Everything from day, from the time you get up in the morning until you fall asleep, be conscious of every small movement of your life. Everything you do, be conscious and see that whole day, whatever you do is doing it as an offering to Bhagavan. Because remember, the whole day your life is lived for the vision of Bhagavan. This is attitude. The day should begin with the Purusharth Nischaya. The day should end with the Purusharth Nischaya. The whole day must be lived remembering Bhagavan. The whole day, in every action there is Isharpana Buddhihi. Everything is done with an attitude of offering to Bhagavan. And not only that, and you are conscious of not going against the values. Conscious living. Conscious living means living with an alertness, awareness that you see, you do not offend by your thought, word or deed. You do not hurt. You do not follow. You are consciously not going against any dharma. And see, this is how the life is lived. Every day, every hour, every minute, every fraction of a second must be lived that way. Your actions are governed by dharma. Your commitment, begin with Bhagavan's thought, end with Bhagavan's thought. The whole day you live with Bhagavan's thought. Everything is done as offering to Bhagavan. Not only that, whole day you're conscious of whatever comes in life. You're taking it with the sameness of mind as Bhagavan's prasadam. Whatever pain comes, however suffering comes, whatever honor comes, dishonor comes, glory comes, or not, or even humiliation comes, success comes, failure comes, defeat comes, problems come, any number of problems come, but there is, you take care of your mind because you have surrendered your will to Bhagavan of Dharma, then you are not disturbed by the situations. Means you take them all as prasada. And once you take them as prasada, understand the hand behind all the sufferings you have in life are ordained by Bhagavan in the form of law and order, in conformity with your own past action. And that Bhagavan is the bestower of every situation that you go through in life. Why I'm going through this situation is Bhagavan's prasadam. Bhagavan is the Bhagavan's hand is there behind it because Bhagavan is the very order. Then that prasada, if Bhagavan ordained only I am going through, even though it is undesirable, it is going to go, it is not permanent. And then I have this amazing attitude of being able to look at the situation as prasadam. If this is what is Bhagavan's prasadam, let me accept it. With the sameness of mind, I do not let myself dejected. I do not let myself become depressed. I do not get elated also when situations are fine. I remain the same in all situations. If this mental equanimity is maintained, this maintenance of this equanimity is because of the attitude of seeing everything as Bhagavan's prasadam. Such a life is lived. I tell you, you are tapping Bhagavan's grace. Obstructions will go. You do have Divya Chakshu. Then Vishwarupa Darshanam is possible. Okay? No, I don't understand. Everything is Bhagavan. Not like that. Once understanding is there, then you there'll be benefit of the seeing everything as Bhagavan also must be enjoyable. Okay? That is what is possible. But Arjuna had it means it is not that only Arjuna had. We all can have pervaded. It's only personification of the something with subtle fact. Seeing Bhagavan as the whole. Okay. So ahankara, wrong notions about the self, wrong notion about the world, mamakara, the sense of possession, and all the problems of raga dveshas, jealousy, hatred, anger, sadripavaha, if we can handle them, then that will gradually help us have such a vision. Not only that, Vishwarupa Darshanam will also bless us with a vision of the formless nature of Bhagavan as one's own self. In the wake of which you see yourself being non-separate from Bhagavan. You see Bhagavan being non-different from you, non-separate, non-different from you, and yourself being non-different from Bhagavan, Bhagavan being non-separate from you, and which is the culmination of the bhakti. Okay, so Arjuna, that's what Arjuna is saying, I'm Hrishitaha Asmi, I'm highly delighted to have this very, very rare vision of Bhagavan as the whole. At the same time, also frightened of seeing this time factor. That is because Arjuna is not prepared enough to digest that fact also. That is where preparedness in the sense, even stability also is important. Certainly, that whole thing, maturity, is possible only when a person lives a life surrendered to Bhagavan. Okay. So please show your that old form of yours. Hey Devesha Jagannatha. Hey Deva, hey Devesha, hey Jagannivasa, Tadeva Rupam Me Darshaya. Why he asked for that? Because I told you already, very important thing. Even though Arjuna saw the whole world in him, whole world as Bhagavan, unfortunately he differentiated. He could not include himself in the whole world. Yashodama saw herself in Krishna's mouth in the whole world. So Yashodama was not afraid of Samashti Darshanam. But Krishna, Arjuna became scared because Arjuna saw himself outside of Bhagavan. Okay, even though Arjuna had Darshan, the whole universe is Bhagavan, but I am outside of Bhagavan. That division, it was the cause for Arjuna's fear. But Yashodama did not have the fear. Sanjaya did not have the fear because they both did not exclude themselves from Bhagavan. Excluding oneself from Bhagavan, seeing Bhagavan, I am different from Bhagavan, Bhagavan is different from me, means fear comes. I am non-different from Bhagavan, I am one with Bhagavan, means fear goes. That is why he asked to come back for the old rupa. Okay. Now Krishna, Arjuna is saying now. Arjuna is telling them again. Kiritinam gadinam chakrahastam ichamitvam drashtumaham tathaiva. Kiritinam gadinam chakrahastam. Kiritinam gadinam chakrahastam ichamitvam drashtumaham tathaiva tenaiva rupena chaturbhujena sahasrabaho bhava viswamurte. Kiritinam gadinam chakrahastam इच्छामि त्वाम् द्रष्टुमहम् तथैव तेनैव रूपेण चतुर्भुजेन सहस्रबाहो भव विश्वमूर्ते किरीटिनम् गदिनम् चक्रहस्तम् इच्छामि त्वाम् द्रष्टुमहम् तथैव तेनैव रूपेण चतुर्भुजेन सहस्रबाहो भव विश्वमूर्ते हे सहस्रबाहो विश्वमूर्ते Arjuna is calling now Krishna by the beautiful words Vishwamurtihi Ikaranta Shabda. Vishwamurtihi means Vishwarupaha. Same meaning. Vishwarupaha Vishwamurtihi. Vishwameva Murtihi Yasya. The one whose form is the universe. The one who is in the form of the universe. The one whose form is nothing but the universe. One whose body is the universe. He is called Vishwamurtihi. Vishwarupaha. Same meaning. He Vishwamurte. He Sahasrabaho. Sahasrabaho who means what? 1,000 armed. It's an upalakshanam for the one who is of innumerable countless hands. One who alone has all the hands. Bhagavan is called Sahasra Bahu, Sahasra Shiraha, Sahasra Shirshaha, Sahasra Pat. You know, Sahasra Bahu means 1,000 shouldered, 1,000 armed. So, Upalakshanam means what? All the heads are Bhagavan, all the hands are Bhagavan, all the legs are Bhagavan, all the bodies are Bhagavan, everything is Bhagavan here. That's why we have Purusha Suktam. Om Sahasra Shirsha Purushaha. Sahasraksha Sahasrapat. Sahasrakshaha Sahasrapat. Sahasraksha Sahasrapat. Sabhumim Vishvato Vritva. Atyatishtaddashangulam. Purusha Yevedagam Sarvam. Yadbhotayachabhoyam. My God, whatever was there before, whatever is now, what is going to come in future, whatever is here, everything is Purusha Yeva Idagam Sarvam. All that is here is only Bhagavan. This is Purusha Suktam. So here, Arjuna says, here Sahasrabaho, oh, 1,000 armed, means what? Vishwamurte means, and again 1,000 armed is what? What name? Okay. Sahasrabaho, Vishwamurte, okay, tenaiva rupena, tvam drashtum icchami, okay, aham tvam drashtum icchami, I want to see you. This is a simple kindergarten sentence, you all can understand Sanskritam very well now. Aham tvam drashtum icchami. I want to see you. Okay. How do I want to see you? Like the previous form. Chaturbhujena. Tenaiva rupena. I want to see you with that form of yours. Tenaiva rupena. Only in that form. I want to see you only with that form, Krishna. With that form means what? Chaturbhujena. No, the four-armed. Kiritinam, kiriti, kiritaha, diadem, kiriti, the one with the diadem, crown, the one with diadem, kiritinam, then gadinam, gada is a mace, the one with the gada, yasya gada asti saha gadi, nakaranta pullinga shabdaha, in objective case, gadinam, Bhagavan is Kiriti, Kiritaha Yasya Asti Saha Kiriti, one who has diadem, one who has mace, and the Chakrahastaha, Chakram Haste Yasya Saha Chakrahastaha, the one in whose hand there is discus is Chakrahastaha, Bhagavan is always holding Sudarshana Chakram. Chakrahastaha. Okay, he says, I want to see you with that form of yours having four arms and having with the diadem on, with the diadem, with the mace, with the discus, that, no, I want to see you with that old form, Krishna. Shankha Chakra Gadadhari. I want to see you as the Shankha Chakra Gadadhari. The old form of yours, as a old Mahavishnu form, I want to see you. Arjuna expresses his wish. Kiritinam Gadinam Chakrahastam Ichamitvam Drashtumaham Tathaiva Tenaiva Rupena Chaturbhujena Sahasrabaho Bhava Vishwamurte. Which means, now Arjuna is not praying anymore. Okay? He completes his prayer here. His prayer comes to an end. That is, here we can understand in this verse, when Arjuna says, come on, I want to see you, the old form of yours, tenaiva rupena, kiritinam, gadinam, chakrinam. Okay, I want to see you with that old form, having all this, having four hands, not this innumerable hands. So, but Vishwamurte, Sahasrabaho, addressing Bhagavan by beautiful names. Then he says, please show me that old form of yours. This is the prayer. Show me your old form of yours. Last prayer. The prayer, he ends his prayer. So, Arjuna, when he was wonderstruck, when he saw when Bhagavan first showed his whole universe as his form, he was highly astonished. So astonishment, the wonder is the first appreciation of Arjuna. And the second, he saw the time factor being inseparable from Bhagavan, which is otherwise said to be evil. Okay, please make a note, in all other cultures, they separate. We don't separate. Okay, good and bad, dharma, adharma, good and evil, everything is together as Bhagavan. So, time factor is included in Bhagavan. That, it took some time for Arjuna to digest that. That's why second appreciation is what? Fear. First stage is appreciation of astonishment, wonder. The second appreciation is what? Of fear. Seeing the time factor being inseparable from Bhagavan. And the third, what the third stage? What the third level of appreciation here? Bhakti. Bhakti. Therefore, and that bhakti alone is finally Arjuna's revealing now. Now Arjuna's prayer to Bhagavan is, please reveal thy old form to me. That's why he says, Aham Twameva Drashtum Ichami. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Next verse. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Maya prasannena tavarjunedam rupam param darshitam atmayogat. Maya prasannena tavarjunedam rupam param darshitam atmayogat. Maya prasannena tavarjunedam
ರೂಪಂ ಪರಂ ದರ್ಶಿತಮಾತ್ಮಯೋಗಾತ್ ತೇಜೋಮಯಂ ವಿಶ್ವಮನಂತಮಾದ್ಯಂ ತೇಜೋಮಯಂ ವಿಶ್ವಮನಂತಮಾದ್ಯಂ ಯನ್ಮೇ ತ್ವದನ್ಯೇನ ನ ದೃಷ್ಟಪೂರ್ವಂ ತೇಜೋಮಯಂ ವಿಶ್ವಮನಂತಮಾದ್ಯಂ ಯನ್ಮೇ ತ್ವದನ್ಯೇನ ನ ವಿದೃಷ್ಟಪೂರ್ವಂ ಮಯಾ ಪ್ರಸನ್ನೇನ ತವಾರ್ಜುನೇದಂ ರೂಪಂ ಪರಂ ದರ್ಶಿತಮಾತ್ಮಯೋಗಾತ್ ತೇಜೋಮಯಂ ವಿಶ್ವಮನಂತಮಾದ್ಯಂ ಯನ್ಮೇ ತ್ವದನ್ಯೇನ ನ ದೃಷ್ಟಪೂರ್ವಂ. ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಇಸ್ ಟೆಲಿಂಗ್, ನಮ್ಮ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಇಸ್ ಸ್ಪೀಕಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಅರ್ಜುನ, ಹೇ ಅರ್ಜುನ, ಐ ವಾಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಯು, ದೇರ್ಫೋರ್ ಅಹಂ ಪ್ರಸನ್ನ ಆಸಂ. ಸೊ ಮಯಾ ಪ್ರಸನ್ನೇನ, ಹೇ ಅರ್ಜುನ, ಇದಂ ಪರಂ ರೂಪಂ ದರ್ಶಿತಂ ಮಯಾ. ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ವೆರಿ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿ ಟು ಟೆಲ್ ಯು ದಿಸ್ ಪ್ಯಾಸಿವ್ ವಾಯ್ಸ್ ಸೆಂಟೆನ್ಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಮಿಂಗ್ ಹಿಯರ್, ಮೇಕ್ ಅ ನೋಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಇಟ್. ಯು ಬಿನ್ ಲರ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಪ್ಯಾಸಿವ್ ವಾಯ್ಸ್ ಅನ್ ಆಲ್. ಮಯಾ ದರ್ಶಿತಂ, ಮಯಾ ಕೀದೃಶೇನ ಮಯಾ ಪ್ರಸನ್ನೇನ ಮಯಾ ದರ್ಶಿತಂ, ಇಟ್ ವಾಸ್ ಶೋನ್ ಬೈ ಮೀ. ಇದಂ ರೂಪಂ ದರ್ಶಿತಂ, ದಿಸ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೈಂಡ್, ದಿಸ್ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸಲ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೈಂಡ್, ದಿಸ್ ಮೈ ಕಾಸ್ಮಿಕ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್. ಓಕೆ, ಇದಂ ರೂಪಂ, ದಿಸ್ ಮೈ ಕಾಸ್ಮಿಕ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್, ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸಲ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಅರ್ಜುನ, ವಾಸ್ ಶೋನ್ ಟು ಯು, ದರ್ಶಿತಂ. ಇದಂ ರೂಪಂ ದರ್ಶಿತಂ, ದಿಸ್ ಕಾಸ್ಮಿಕ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ವಾಸ್ ಶೋನ್ ಟು ಯು ತವ, ಬೈ ಮೀ ದ ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಈಸ್ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಯು. ಡೂ ಯು ಥಿಂಕ್ ಐ ವುಡ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಶೋನ್ ಇಟ್ ಟು ಯು ಇಫ್ ಐ ವಾಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ಡ್? ನೋ, ಐ ಆಮ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ಡ್. ಬೈ ಮೀ ದ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ಡ್ ಒನ್ ಇದಂ ರೂಪಂ ದರ್ಶಿತಂ, ಮಯಾ ಇದಂ ರೂಪಂ ತೈ ದರ್ಶಿತಂ. This form of mind was shown to you by me, because I am very pleased with you. How did I show this to you? Atma Yogat. Atma Yogat means by my own Shakti. Yoga here means Atma Yoga, means Atma Shakti. By my own Shakti, by my own power, it was shown by me to you. Idam Param Rupam. And their beautiful words are coming here. Tejomayam, Anantam, Adyam, Vishwam, Tejomayam, Param Rupam. Beautiful, every word is very nice word. Vishwam Rupam means what? Universal form. Anantam Rupam, limitless, endless, infinite form. Adyam Rupam, the first and the foremost of the forms. Adyam Rupam, the primordial form, universal form, infinite, limitless form. Tejomayam, effulgent form, the splendorous form, highly radiant form. Tejomayam Rupam, Vishwam Rupam, Tejomayam Rupam, Anantam Rupam, Adyam Rupam, Param Rupam, the exalted form. All these are words describing the form. Param Rupam, the most exalted form. Why is most exalted? Because this form, seeing this form is the form, a person becomes
person supposed to become free from everything, free from, the person becomes accomplished of everything. Therefore, it's exalted form, param rupam, and highly radiant, effulgent form, and universal form, limitless form, primordial form. Okay, this form, okay, maya atma yogat darshitam. It was shown by me to you with my own, by my own power. And this which was shown by me to you, tvadu anyena na drishtapuram. It was not shown, it was not seen by other people. It was seen, it was not seen by anyone other than you. Tvadu anyena unnai thavira vera oruvaralum paarkapadadu. It was not seen by anyone other than you. You alone had this unique vision. Tvadu anyena, other than you, it was not seen by anyone other than you. And this, it was shown by me to you by my own power, because I am pleased with you. Bhagavan has to be pleased, and Bhagavan's grace has to be tapped, and to have impossible possible, to have this vision. So tejomayam vishvam anantam adyam param rupam. Hey Arjuna, maya prasannena tava prasan tava atma yogate darshitam, yat that form of mind, mama rupam, yad mama rupam, that form of mind which has shown to you has not been seen by anyone other than you. This is the literal meaning of the verse. Maya prasannena tava arjunedam rupam param darshitam atmayogat tejomayam vishvamanantamadyam yanme tvadanyena na drishtapurvam yanme tvadanyena na yanme tvadanyena na drishtapurvam maya prasannena tava arjunedam rupam param darshitam atmayogat tejomayam vishvamanantamadyam yanme tvadanyena na drishtapurvam. So here atma yogat darshitam means what? The word yogaha should be taken as shaktihi, power, my own power. Because the yogaha, the word yogaha is used in the sense of power because in, because of its inseparability. Just as heat is inseparable from fire, just as light is inseparable from Surya, the sun, so this power of Bhagavan also is inseparable from Bhagavan. You can say Surya Prakasha Yogaha means sun. Aushna Yogaha means fire. Like that, here also Bhagavan is here. Atma Yogaha means the powerful Lord by his own power. And here, the power of Bhagavan is what is constituted, is of threefold gunas. Sattva gunaha, tamo gunaha, rajo gunaha. It means the power of inertia, the power of activity, power of knowledge. All three powers manifest alone become three gunas. Sattva gunaha, rajo gunaha, tamo gunaha are three names attributed to the manifest powers of Bhagavan. The three powers are nothing but when they unmanifest, only one power. That's why Atma Yogena. Therefore, Bhagavan's power. With that power alone, I created. I could show you this whole universal form. And as I said, the Atma, the word Atma Yoga, when you take it, very important to understand. Atma Yoga, when you say take it, the word Yoga means power. What about the word Atma? Atma is a pronoun. Which pronoun? He, she, it, third person singular pronoun. I, first person singular pronoun. You, second person pronoun. What about the self? Atma. Atma is a reflexive pronoun. Reflexive pronoun means what? The reality is implied by this word reflexive pronoun. Why? Because in the whole world, I tell you, if you reduce everything into two factors, you can say matter and consciousness. Of course, matter is dependent on consciousness to come to light, to come to become the known, to enjoy the existence. Therefore, matter is not even countable as a parallel reality. It is a mithya. Okay, it's an inferior order of reality, another order of reality. It is not even satyam. It doesn't have independent existence. It is not countable. Then what about consciousness? So here, the consciousness is an independent entity. Please understand, still modern science is struggling to arrive at it. Independent entity consciousness. Independent in the sense, it is of this unique nature. What is that? Simultaneously being able to know its own existence and the existence of something else. Okay, simultaneously being able to know its own existence and existence of something else. So like that, what the best example given by acharyas is this. Whenever I know whatever I know myself, my own existence, I also know what is in front of me. When I say I know you, in my knowledge of you, I also know myself. Is it clear? This is the other than consciousness, there is no knower at all. The only knower is consciousness. Even though consciousness is not the knower, there is no knower other than consciousness. Absolutely independent entity. Consciousness must be accepted, understood as an independent entity by itself. Therefore, Atma, the word Atma also is a reflexive pronoun because it implies, Atma does not indicate, it implies the reality which is reflexive awareness or reflexive consciousness. The word Atma implies reflexive consciousness. That being reflexive is the nature also. Reflexive consciousness is, which is evident, which is, to which everything is evident and it is self-evident also. The consciousness which is self-evident, to which the world is evident. So being the evidence of the self as well as an object is called what? Reflexive. Okay, reflexive awareness is implied by the term Atma. Okay. So we can, Bhagavan is saying here, Atma Yoga means what? My own power. And how I was also pleased, Bhagavan was pleased with Arjuna as well. Why? Bhagavan can be pleased only if the effort on the part of any disciple is serious and sincere. And so Bhagavan also appreciated Arjuna's sincerity, honesty and commitment. So Bhagavan blessed him with the Divya Chakshuru, and because of which he was able to see that Vishwarupam. So appreciation of everything, the sense, the knowledge of the world of fivefold objects in five different forms through five different sense organs. We already have this knowledge. And that these fivefold objects experienced through five different sense organs alone is in the form of in countless forms which constitute the whole universe. There's no sixth object in the world. But still, it's limitless, infinite. And adhyam means what? This is the primordial, the first and the foremost. This is the Vishwarupam. And Bhagavan says, and only Arjuna had the fortune of having the vision of this Bhagavan's Vishwarupa Darshanam. Okay. Naveda yajnadyayanair nadanaihi na chakriya bhirnata po bhirugraihi evam rupam shakya aham druloke drashtum twadanyena kuru pravira. Naveda yajnadyayanair nadanaihi na chakriya bhirnata po bhirugraihi. Naveda yajnadhyayanairnadanaihi. Naveda yajnadhyayanairnadanaihi. Na chakriya bhirna chanatapo bhirugraihi. Na chakriya bhirna tapo bhirugraihi. Evam rupam shakya aham druloke. Evam rupam shakya aham druloke. Drashtum twadanyena kuru pravira. Drashtum twadanyena kuru pravira. Bhagavan himself says, hey Arjuna, again he says, whatever a person, how much a punya a person has, still it is not possible for one to see this Vishwarupam. To have the Vishwarupa Darshanam. He says, Nriloke, Nriloke means the world of mortals. Nriloke, in the world of human beings, Nriloke, in this world. Nrilokaha is another word for Bhulokaha. In this world of mortals, in this world of human, in this world, here, Twada Anyena, other than you, Drashtum anyaha na shakyaha. Evam rupam drashtum. To see my form in this manner. This form of mine, to see this. Twadanyena na shakyaha. Other than you, it is not possible for anyone to see this form in this world. He kurupravira. Praviraha. Okay, Arjuna is the most valorous, highly valorous among all the members of the Kuru family. So he's calling, hey Kuru Pravira. Hey Arjuna, the most powerful of the Kuru clan, Kuru Vamsha, hey Arjuna, Twadanyena, other than you, Nruloke, in this world, Evam Rupam Drashtum Na Shakyaha. None is able to, capable of seeing this form in this world other than you. How? Rupa means what? Aham. None is able to see I see in this world. Okay, I am not available easily for anybody to see in this form. I am not easily available for anyone to see in this world other than you. Aham na shakke, I'm not available for anyone to see in this form, in this world. Why? Because he says, na veda yajna adhyayanaihi. Na veda yajna adhyayanaihi. Danaihi. Na cha kriyabihi. Na tapobihi ugrehi tapobihi. Look at this, what all he says. Nacha ugrehi tapobihi. He says all those things. Na vedaihi, vedadhyayanaihi. Veda, na vedaihi. Not by studying Vedas. Not by performing rituals. Not by being given to the study of so many other things. Not by even doing chanting, etc. Veda, yajna, adhyayanaihi, na. It is not possible to have the vision of, then, na danahi, not even by any amount of charitable activities or charity, kriyabihi, not by performance of varieties of rituals, na kriyabihi, na, not by the performance of varieties of rituals, na kriyabihi, na ugrehi tapobihi, not even by severe, highly strenuous, even penance, not even by severe strenuous penance or act austerities, aham drashtum shakyaha. No. It is not possible to, I am not available easily for anyone to see. I am not available for anyone to see even by severe, serious, strenuous penance or austerities, or not even by performance of varieties of rituals, not even by charity or charitable activities, not even by yajnas, Vedic rituals, not even by Vedas, not by the study of the Vedas, not by anything it is possible. Okay, I am easily available for anyone to see other than you. Why? How it is possible for only for Arjuna to see? Okay, he says that, I think we will do, I'll explain this verse in the following week, next week. Please remind me, the same verse I would like to explain next week. Is it all right? Next class, I'll explain the same verse. Remind me this verse. I only read the verse. I'll explain this next verse, next week.
Swamiji, one quick question.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, maybe a little off topic it is. About involvement with mind. So basically, once the understanding is there cognitively of the real nature, the attempt at, there is still the attempter who is trying to attempt something, to be objective towards the mind, the thoughts. involvement with the mind that happens, it keeps on flip-flopping. Like you stay conscious of the thoughts. Sometimes for a period of time, it happens so that you're conscious about it. And then you miss it and get involved in the mind and then come back. So flip-flopping. And Nididhasana is the only solution for that, right? Contemplation, basically. So anything about that?
No. What I'm saying, Nididhyasana will be effortless. Only the obstructions are removed. See, when you say, again, comes back means, Nididhyasana is okay, but before Nididhyasana also, some form of prayer, japa is also good. You know why? It's not about being objective. What prevents you from being objective towards your thoughts? Something comes and distracts you, isn't it?
Yeah.
What is which distract you? This is called pratibandha.
Yeah.
Obstruction. The obstacle is caused by some papa karma of the past. That is why, see, once repeated shravanam shravanam itself will become mananam nidhyasanam also sometimes. Because specifically, we say mananam is actually understanding, seeing the other views from the standpoint of my clear knowledge of my learning. This is mananam. Others' defects. But seeing my own promises in shravanam. So Nididhyasana becomes natural, effortless once it becomes clear. But what is that which obstructs you, which prevents you from being objective towards your thoughts, which doesn't allow you to be by yourself? That is called Pratibandha. So for Pratibandha, of course Nididhyasana also is possible, but Nididhyasana must be able to do. Then Paunapunyana Shavanam, repeated listening. Repeated listening. Even listening also, attention may not be there. Attention may go somewhere. So repeated listening is very important, which becomes a shavanam, sort of shavanam. And apart from that, some specific intense prayers also. Prayer, of course, a conscious of dharma. See, I'm sure people are very conscious of dharma nowadays. Some people, at least being given to the shastram, people know the value of dharma. Then that definitely living consciously, living a life of dharma is also the way gradually to increase the punyam to tackle the papam. So the pratibandha is removed.
Right. Thank you. Just one more. So is it advisable to read Nididhyasana based text rather than Shramanam and Mananam based text? Like, what would you suggest? Because there are a few texts which are literally about dwelling upon it. And
Nididhyasana based means Nirvana Shatkam is there. See, the Dakshinamurti Stotram is actually text for Shravanam, there's a Vedanta Prakaranam. But Dakshinamurti Stotram, when you listen and again repeatedly listen, becomes Nididhyasana.
Yeah, also. Absolutely. But that's what I'm doing here.
Nirvana Shatkam is Nirvana Shatkam. Do you listen on Saturdays?
Yeah, not Nirvana Shatkam. I'm doing this Dakshinamurti Sutram. I'm like repeatedly listening your recordings also. Once I attend your class on Saturday.
Yeah, yeah. So that is very good. That is good. Nirvana Shatkam is actually meant for contemplation only. That is why Pooja Swamiji, you should tell these people. Simply, it's not for singing. People take it for some, of course, people mean well. Okay, they think something nice, they want to listen. But it is not simply for singing or chanting. It is for Nididhyasana. Really. Nididhyasana. And every verse you have to see very definitely. That means, once Swarupam, one must have definitely, clearly distinguished oneself cognitively as the experiencer. Then, as experiencer, what I am. Then experience also is only a qualification, a standpoint of the experience and the experienced. Actually speaking, I'm a qualification free, pure awareness. That must be the understanding. Then that understanding is there, then a person can take unto this Nirvana Shatkam. மனோபுத்தியகங்காரச்சித்தானினாகம் நச்சக்ரான நேத்ரே நச்சஸ்ரோத்ர ஜிஹ்வே. The verse is there, I don't remember now. I used to memorize, sing all the time, recite all the time. So, I am not this. The problem is, when you are doing this verse, when you say I am not this, you must also remember there is nothing different from me. I am not this means what? You should stop there. Then still there will be a problem. I am not the mind, not simply chanting, I am not the mind, I am not the body, I am not the... No. You must say, I am distinct from the body, but the body is non-different from me. I am distinct from the mind, but mind is non-different from me. I am distinct from... That is also important. Nidhyasana means not... People take the literal meaning of the verse. Mano buddhya hankara chittani naham. I am not the mind, I am not the intellect, I am not the memory, I am not ahankara. What am I then? So, already I know, I am awareness. I am consciousness existence. Really, I consciousness, am existence. I the consciousness existence am the truth. This is correct. This is exactly a resolving as wavy water. So, I the consciousness am existence, the truth is the content. Aham Shivaha Asmi. Shivaha Asmi. So distinct from Manaha, but mind is non-different from me. I'm distinct from Buddhi. Buddhi is non-different from me. I'm distinct from memory, but memory is non-different from me. I am distinct from ahankara, but ahankara is non-different from me. The non-different from me, you must say, then I am non-separate from everything. I am this. Everything is non-different from me. Therefore, I am non-separate from everything. I am the whole. That must be the Nidhyasana. Not simply saying, I am consciousness. I am the whole.
Absolutely. Thank you, Swamiji. And also, Swamiji, I found those meditations by Swamiji, which are there on the Arshavidya website.
Yeah, for very long.
So those are quite helpful, which I found.
Yeah,
very good.
Please use them, yeah. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadhaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi.